Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Listen, man, you love our show. You know you can get it on the Odyssey app, and that means you can listen to it whether we're live, whether you want to listen to one of the podcasts of our show itself, or one of the other podcasts like, you know, Migs versus the World, and what do you got going on over there?
The Megacast.
The Megacast,
yep.
That's it.
Geek
All right.
Nation.
Yeah.
The That's Broadcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of podcasts. And, of course, like I said, there's a daily podcast of this show. So if you don't, if you can't catch every hour of the show that you want to.
Like if you miss Beat Migs, you can listen to it later.
Yeah. All on the Odyssey app. Download it today and you get all the audio that matters to you. I mean, The Rock you can listen to. Music, news, sports, podcasts that move you. Oh, it's Odyssey, baby. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
It's Tuesday, so let's turn down for tequila.
Charge out for one.
Tequila.
Yeah, have a shot or two. Yeah, it's
that
Tuesday.
Works.
You can two for Tuesday.
Okay.
I like you're thinking there. Let's get to our contestant. We got Willie in Bellingham. Willie, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Okay, goodbye.
For those playing at home, Willie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Willie, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What name is given to the speed at which airplanes produce a sonic boom?
Pass for now.
What was the first soft drink to be taken into space?
Coca-Cola, Pepsi,
yeah, Coca-Cola, yes. What is the smallest breed of dog?
Chihuahua?
Yes. What team has the longest winning streak in NBA history?
Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes, the Lakers. Comedy Central was launched in what early 90s year?
91, 92, 93.
91, yes. Which part of the body is dermatology concerned with?
Skin?
Yes. In the 90s, Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo portrayed which video game pair?
Mario and Luigi.
Yes. Which sense is most closely linked to memory?
Smell.
Yes. Who played Dracula in the 1931 vampire horror film Dracula?
Bela Lugosi.
Yes. Which country are pandas from?
South America, China? China?
You said South America first, so no, can't give it to you. But, Willie, you got
it. Three guesses?
Yeah, but not at the end. The sounder went off. You only get that one guess. But you still,
okay.
You still got eight correct. Very good score there.
Hopefully that's not the difference maker, though.
It could very well be. And then Steve would be the heartbreaker of Beat Migs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready?
Ah, yes.
What name is given to the speed at which airplanes produce a sonic boom?
Mach?
No.
Mach speed?
No.
Mach light?
No.
Light speed?
No.
Mach-a-dee-doo.
Macarena. What was the first soft drink to be taken into space?
Oh, Mountain Dew?
No.
Pepsi?
No.
Diet Coke?
No. What is the smallest breed of dog?
A Chihuahua.
Yes. What team has the longest winning streak in NBA history?
Winning streak? The Lakers.
Yes. Comedy Central was launched in what early 90s year?
1992.
No.
91.
Yes. Which part of the body is dermatology concerned with?
Skin.
Yes. In the 90s, Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo portrayed which video game pair?
Mario and Luigi.
Yes. What sense is most closely linked to memory?
Smell.
Yes. Who played Bela Lugosi in the 1931 vampire... Oh, wait. Who played Dracula in the 1931 vampire horror film Dracula?
Bela Lugosi?
Yes.
Yay!
What? Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You lose 8-7. Thank goodness you screwed up earlier.
What was the next question? I'm just curious.
What country are pandas from?
China.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So awesome.
Wow. Oh. Thank you, Red.
Good win.
This is my first win. This is my first win. Thanks very much, you guys.
Good day. Congratulations, Willie. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
right on, Willie.
Well, at least he did very well. And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. I'm doing very well, too.
Oh, there you go.
Hey. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
I even gave you one on that one.
Yeah, you did.
Like, I realized halfway through it. I was like, oh, wait.
And I would have not guessed that.
I know. That was the thing I was thinking as I was saying. It's like, Steve's never going to get this one. He's going to lose, and I'm saying the answer as I'm thinking that.
I feel bad about this because I feel like you may have actually got a tie, but we'll see. It depends on how Rev asks this question again, or maybe I'm completely wrong.
Okay, so...
The sound, the traveling faster than sound question, what is that again?
What name is given to the speed at which airplanes produce a sonic boom?
What name is given to the speed?
Yes.
Sonic boom?
No. You were really close when you said Mach, but I needed the Mach 1.
Mach 1.
Mach 1 is the one where it produces the sonic boom because there's different levels of Mach.
Mach 5 gives you a really clean shave.
Thanks, Gillette. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a tough one because you don't get to Mach speed until you actually break the sound barrier. Is that correct? So that's what they call speed. When you break the sound barrier, they call it Mach speed. And then you just go faster and faster. So I don't know if he got that wrong, to be honest with you. Because you can't, I mean, that's what they call that speed, Mach. Just like, you know, fathoms.
Wait, what's the question again?
What name is given to the speed at which airplanes produce a sonic boom?
I mean, looking for I don't know.
Yeah, it could go either way. I see what you're saying, Rev. I just feel like it's kind of ambiguous. But, well, you know what? I got the song, so I'm going to say Steve was wrong.
And then also, I'm really happy that you also missed the next question because the first soft drink to be taken into space.
Tang?
No. So, all you would have had to say was Coke.
Oh.
Yeah. Soft drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You didn't.
Tang is not a soft drink.
You said Mountain Dew. You said Pepsi. And then you said Diet Coke.
And you know what? When I said Diet Coke, I even in my brain said, you're effing yourself. And I still said it.
Yeah.
That's the struggle I have with my brain. My brain tells me what to do, but then Steve says, screw you, brain. Do what I want.
I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah. Astronauts they have to stay in good shape. So, of course, they would go with the Diet Coke to, you know, keep the calories off.
Well, I think Diet Coke is a way tastier drink, personally.
I can't argue with that.
You know what? I can't really either. I'll go with a nice Coke Zero every once in a while. Yeah. But yeah, regular Coke, it's too sugary for me.
Yeah.
And it came literally from the years of chugging Mountain Dew. So yeah. Well, congratulations on your loss. But I mean, everyone kind of screwed up there.
Woo! Good job, everybody.
I mean, it really falls in line with what we do every day.
Yeah.
Everything screws up.
Well, you know what? If you're a website putting out celebrity facts, you know what? You get to screw up, too. I guess there's a whole website out there going, here's wild celebrity facts that are true, but actually some of them aren't true.
Okay. And what they did, at least, is they set it up as a game to see whether you could identify the ones that were correct from the ones that were wrong. So it's like, all right, well, I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so here we go. We'll find out true or false. Whoopi Goldberg's real name is actually Karen Johnson, but she passed gas so often that people kept saying she was like a whoopee cushion, so she changed her name.
No way.
I want that to be true so bad, but I feel like it's fake.
I know this one because I remember hearing the story and thinking this is completely ridiculous, but it actually turned out it was true, right?
It is true.
Yeah.
What? Whoa.
Yeah. Which is like crazy to think that you would nickname girl Whoopi.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that, she went with it too, because, I mean, she basically farted so much. Which, you know, again, as you get to be, you know, as you get going in life like Whoopi has and has had an amazing career, and now she's, you know, a talk show host, and you're like, this is the origin of Whoopi. And now every time I hear it, this is what I think. I didn't know that till today.
Here's my question is, when, though, did she earn this nickname? Because if, like, right now, Tatum rips ass all the time, and it's hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, then that, and I feel like you got a good couple of years as a kid to do that. But when you hit like a certain age, like, I don't know, like 7, 8 maybe? I have no idea.
I feel like when you're in your teens, when you finally get like, you know, double digits, it's like you know enough to be able to go privately or know when to use the bathroom.
It would make my life if she actually got that nickname in her teen years, because that means she didn't give an F and she was just ripping ass still.
Yeah, it's very possible that's when she got it. Yeah, it doesn't say exactly when, but I would bet teen years. Because those are the years when you get nicknames from people where they go, you know what? Hey, Whoopi.
People get nicknames when they were a little kid and they stick with them. We've had topics on our show where people have been like, I've had this nickname forever. Like, I wonder if Tater Tot will stick with her.
Like, my brother in our family, he's still called Gordo, even though he's skinny as hell. Because when he was a baby, he was this chubby little baby. So they would always call him basically Chubby. Even though he's the athletic dude now, he's still Gordo.
That's a great nickname for your package, too.
Really?
Gordo. Hey,
Gordo. Would you like to meet Gordo?
No, pass. Thank you.
Well, there we go.
All right, fine. You guys name him whatever you want to name him.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even thinking about naming my package, but, you know, Gordo showed up. All right. So Guy Fieri, his real name is actually Guy Ferry. And he's first cousins with Prince William and Harry.
No.
Why would you change your name from like something easy as Fairy to Fieri? How is he's like, it has like the accent on it.
Because it doesn't have the flavor for Flavortown.
Yeah, but also he changed it to Fieri, but spells it Fieri and tells us that it's pronounced Fieri.
Yeah.
So you change your name and then you,
In some language, is F-I-E-R-E, the way he spells it, pronounced Fieri? I always just thought it was some sort of, you know, an ethnic name that we're pronouncing wrong as Americans until he corrected us.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're just doing a make-em-up, why don't you just pronounce it how it's spelled?
Right?
That would make sense.
Like, when my grandfather came over to America, he changed the pronunciation of my last name because the G's is silent in Italy, but he decided to make it a hard G so that he seemed more American.
Yeah. And a lot of people did that. Yep. It is funny. Everyone calls him Guy Fieri. I mean, even, you know, to this day, people call him. I think when John Krasinski had him on his show, I think he called him Guy Fieri. And nobody knows how to say his name. But it really is Guy Ferry. That's true. What's false is that, you know what, he's not first cousins with William and Harry. So I hate true or false is where part of it's true. I feel like it's, you know, that I hate that.
They could have stuck with the Ferry part, and that would have been confusing enough as it is.
Apparently the reason why he did change it is because he wanted to pay homage to his paternal grandfather, who was Giuseppe Fieri, who changed his last name to kind of make it more American sounding, like a lot of immigrants did when they came to the United States.
And so then it's Italian, so it's Fieri. Mm-hmm. Okay, Fieri, you know, when you roll, and that's why it's Fieri, because, you know, like, in Spanish, you roll those R's, you kind of do that with the, you know, Fieri, how you doing? That kind of thing. No? Okay.
Hey, Fieri.
All right, this last one I got to throw out there. Our boy, Walter White, Bryan Cranston, was the lead suspect in a giant murder investigation. True or false?
Well, I mean, you know, Heisenberg did some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more than just method acting there, I think.
You're right. He probably tapped into some real life S.
That's what I'm thinking.
It is true. Someone killed the chef at a restaurant where he worked, and for a brief time, Bryan Cranston was a suspect.
Wow. What?
Yeah. He was cleared, though, but he was a suspect. Yeah.
Dude, that would be so... Imagine coming to work, and there's FBI people here waiting for us, and they're just like, hey, we need to talk. One of your coworkers was killed, and you're a person. You're a suspect.
Yeah, you're a person of interest,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, dude, that would be like the... Even though I know I didn't, like a lot of times... Even though I know I didn't do anything, and the cop's behind me on the freeway, I'm like, oh, I hope I hit all the drugs, and I'm like, I don't even have drugs. Like, what is going on?
Or you're in the grocery store. Yeah. When you're at the store, passing the little sensors, like, oh my god, I hope I'm okay. I stole all this stuff. No, I didn't.
Right. My mind plays tricks on me. Like, I'm worried that I'll screw up the conversation or the interview or the interrogation, and then next thing you know, I'm the guy that's being tapped for being a murderer.
Yeah, because, I mean, you talk to yourself sometimes when you try to get psyched up and you're nervous, so I hope I hit all the murder weapons. What? Oh, what would you say, right, officer?
Wow. I hope there's no blood on my socks.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
They're wild, rapid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It is a simple process. You get on the phone, you call in, and you follow Steve's rule.
A simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're donging your ass, and we're saying goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in and said, what do you get every time you go grocery shopping? I guess it's based on our conversation earlier about grocery shopping.
Oh, what do I get every time?
Every time.
Wow.
I mean, I feel like I'm always getting a pint of Ben & Jerry's dairy-free ice cream for my wife and I.
Yeah. I think I'm lame. I'm always getting a salad mix.
That is what I'm always getting. Yeah. I have to agree with you. That's super lame.
Yeah. That's what I get every time, though. I mean, if you're saying every single time I walk in, it's always at least a salad mix. Yeah.
Or watermelon for me.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I always get one of those tubs of watermelon and just crush it.
Oh, wow. So you every time? Really? Spring, summer, winter, fall? Every time?
If it's available, sure. Well, it's not always there, but those cups of watermelon, you know how they have those plastic cups just filled with chopped up watermelon? Sometimes I even get a little crazy. Like yesterday, I was feeling like I wanted more watermelon, so I got the big cubed ones.
Oh, you crazy man.
Ate that thing on the drive.
Oh, you are crazy man.
Had watermelon juice all over my shirt. Didn't care.
Nice.
It was.
Jeez.
Mine is chicken wings.
Every time?
Every week.
Wow.
Yeah, I realized a while back that I'm an adult now, and if I want to eat chicken wings every day for lunch, I do that. But I want to be healthy, so I do chicken wings and a salad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Borrow BJ's salad dressing or whatever.
Salad mix. Come on.
Mix, sorry.
It's the salad mix. Come on.
But they have dressing in the mix.
Yeah.
The Caesar ones are amazing.
Yeah, they do. They got all sorts of stuff. The Dole folks, man, they know how to get it done.
I always end up with a new box of cereal every time I go. And it's usually a different one unless I happen to finish it that week. But I usually have Corn Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Krispies.
I can't.
And Cheerios sometimes.
I don't know the last time I had a bowl of cereal. I can't even think of the last time I did.
It was at a hotel for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like some kind of continental breakfast. I can't remember which one, but definitely not at home. We don't have any cereal in our house.
The only time I ever have cereal is after a party, because one of my buddies, he will always bring a box of cereal, and it's not for anybody but for us for the next hangover day.
Oh, really? Is cereal good hangover food?
It has been for me.
Oh, wow.
I usually gets the good stuff like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Applejack, so it's usually something really good.
It's very much a comfort food for me. There's days where if I'm super busy doing stuff and I need a quick snack or even a quick dinner because I haven't eaten all day because I've been busy, I'll just pour a bowl of cereal and I'm content. That's sometimes all I want to eat. I'll eat it all day.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Okay, this is I just love the ridiculous questions sometimes we get on the text line. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be?
You're right. Ooh. That's a very ridiculous question.
Well, if I go back to when I was a kid, I really wanted my name, because one of my friends' name was Tomas Gonzalez, and I wanted to be Tomas as well.
That's a great name, Tomas.
Right? Tomas.
Tomas.
Yep.
I have an Uncle Tomas.
Tomas is a great name.
You have an Uncle Tomas?
Yeah.
Oh, yep, that's so cool.
Ah, yeah, that's a good name.
Not Gonzalez, though. Sorry.
Oh. Sorry. I don't know. I like Steve.
It fits you.
Would you just if it was like gun to your head, you have to change it, would you do something like Stefan?
Oh, Stefan.
So you could still be Steve.
No, not feeling that. I think I'll just go Thurman.
Thurman's a good name.
Yeah. Thurman?
Yeah. Yeah. Since my wife won't let me name our kid, if we ever had a boy, I wanted to name it Thurman, but she was just like, no. For Thurman Munson, the great catcher for the New York Yankees.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Thurman Merman from Bad Santa.
Now I can't do it.
Yeah, he has more in common with Thurman Merman than he does with Thurman Munson.
All right, I'll go with my next best one, which is just John Cena, all one word.
Oh, John Cena.
Just one word?
John Cena Meigs. I'm John Cena Meigs.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. I just can't see you. I can't see you with that name, Steve.
John Cena. Just one.
I like Jet. I think Jet's a great name.
I have a buddy who's a wrestler. He goes by Jet Knight. His real name's Kevin, but his nickname is Jet. But
he
moves fast, BJ. So it wouldn't. But he also does get named because you're the opposite of that. So
exactly.
It would work for you.
That's right, man.
Like
call
a big
Jet
guy named Tiny.
Go so slow. All right. How about Vicky? You got a name?
I'm picturing all the names I wanted when I was younger, and it's all from those really cringy adult novels. Adult young novels or young whatever, like Luna, or I really like Sky, all those really hippie kind of mythical names I was really into.
Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. Yeah. That's a great Luna right there.
That sounds like an adult film star's name.
Right?
Luna Lovegood.
It really is. You're absolutely right. When you think about I hadn't thought about that, Steve. That is a horrible name to give a very, like, she's really quite a sensitive character in the movies, and you're right. She's got the worst name ever.
Luna Lovegood.
Yeah.
That's the worst. It's kind of a cool one, though.
I mean, and she was a great character, too, on Harry Potter. She might be one of my favorite characters out of all the franchise. Luna was so awesome. She was really quirky and out there and weird, but really nice, cool, weird. It was like, yeah, I like that Luna character. But, yeah, the name, Lovegood might be. Maybe give her a different last name.
So for the Rev, I'm guessing your name would be Orgy.
No, we can't have Orgy as the name.
Orgy and Fuego. Like,
Yeah.
Middle name,
that's a great name.
Orgy and
he
Fuego.
He literally gave himself a name. I mean, his name is not the Reverend Fuego. He already did that.
Is that not his birth name?
No, it isn't. It's the Reverend.
Just kind of based on the, I would never be able to name my kid this. So I was like, I would change my name to Bishop Archimedes.
Isn't that the high school? That's not really a high school.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
Oh, crap.
No, I'm kidding.
I feel like that comes from somewhere. Does it come from somewhere?
My brain.
Okay, well, there you go. That's where it comes from.
Yeah,
well,
Bishop is a person of power. And
a Marvel character.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty cool there, too. And then Archimedes is a famous inventor back in the day. So,
all right, then. Bishop Archimedes it is.
Brains and power.
Now, with Danny, you know what? I think of a comic that went by this name, and I think it should be Danny's name. Emo. You remember,
Emo Phillips.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want Emo.
Emo was a great comic to some people.
When I started in radio, they were like, you need to have a name, and I wanted to go by Dexter because Dexter Hall and Offspring.
Yeah.
But then there was already another Dex in Albuquerque who did radio, so I couldn't do that. So that's
went with Noodles.
Yeah, I should have gone with Noodles. There we go. Noodles. Noodles.
That would have been good. Instead, you went lame.
I would call you all the time to be like, what's up, Noodles?
And then
my wife be like, who are you talking to? Noodles.
Whenever you send a picture of yourself, you're just sending noodles.
Yeah,
like that dude that works in Houston with Rule and Ryan, Mumbles. Always, I mean, just having a name like that is just the greatest name ever.
And he truly did.
Yeah, yeah. He really did. Yeah, it was like, and when you're doing like radio where you can't see a person and help, and like maybe even read their lips, it's like, I don't know how this works on the air, but you know what? You guys have great ratings. Go for it. Congratulations. And Mumbles is a great dude.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So we want to know, this is a question for the Reverend Steve. I just moved to Puyallup near South Hill. Do you guys know of any good teriyaki places? I've tried a few, and it's just not hitting the spot.
Oh, I know you'd know the what is it, Hondo?
Not Hondo.
Honto.
Oh, sorry.
Hontos.
Hondo is John Wayne, damn it.
Come on, Rev. Hontos is the greatest teriyaki place in the world.
My bad.
And we're fortunate enough to have it in Puyallup. So,
boy, I hope this guy didn't try Hontos, and we'll say, Steve, that was the first place I tried. I didn't like it.
Well, then he clearly has bad taste in food.
Ah.
Because the teriyaki sauce is straight up crack.
Is it on Meridian?
No, it's on Canyon Road.
Okay, there you go. Hontos on Canyon Road.
It is the best. And I've had a few different ones in Seattle. I mean, in Puyallup. There's some guy like Happy Teriyaki. I finally tried that one based on a couple people recommended. And that one's very good. But I wouldn't put it on the level of Hontos. Hontos is like a league of its own.
What is the problem I'm going to have, Steve, is that, you know, at some point I'm going to come down and see you, and I'm going to have to, like, spend a weekend, get a hotel, just so that we can go eat at all these cool places you keep talking about.
We got Hontos. We got Karma we got to hit up.
Yeah.
We got to hit up the Out and About Burger Stand.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, this is going to, I mean, I'm going to need a week. We have to take a week off.
We have a McDonald's we got to go to.
Oh, you got the McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, McDonald's, yeah. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Wendy's.
We never get those here. You're right.
How great would that be? BJ comes to spend the weekend with you, and you're like, I got all these great places, and you just take them all the fast food.
Oh, you mean like when we went to, you know, whatever, the Rainforest Cafe in Chicago?
Yeah.
It was a great spot.
That was
and
amazing.
We all had fun.
Yeah.
Lots of alcohol was served.
Look, I just think it's hysterical that we go to a chain joint when we go to one of the finest cities for dining for any cuisine you'd want.
Most places don't have animatronic animals going off in thunder and rain happening while you're eating.
At the time, most malls didn't have that, Rev. I think actually they did.
But this one wasn't in a mall, man.
Right?
It had a giant frog outside of it.
I rest my case.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I don't know why, but this text just made my morning. It says, guys, my mom just got a boob job.
Nice.
It's so weird. That's all. I'm not looking for advice. I have no one I can text about this, so I figured I'd just text you guys. Have a great week. LOL.
Well, congratulations.
Rock on.
Picks where it didn't happen.
Yeah. Right.
No, I wouldn't do that to somebody.
Is your mom hot? I'm just going to go to 100 at this point.
Right? Yeah. Who likes cup size? No, we're kidding.
Wow.
We kid because you text.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about this because I feel like as a parent, and if my kids get older, there are certain things I just shouldn't do anymore because I got to think of my kids. And
so you're not going to get that boob job you've been telling us?
I've been wanting to.
I know.
You know, Steve.
What about the butt implants?
Listen. The butt implants I feel like I have to get, but I can keep those under wraps.
You mean you don't already have those?
No, dude. This is all natural.
Oh, wow.
But I mean, I am getting older. So, you know, I mean, I was gifted with this.
Just think about that. Danny, think your mom. I think about my mom. Like all of a sudden,
Mickey,
like all of a sudden, they come to you and say, "Just to let you know, this weekend I'm going in to get a breast implant surgery." I don't even know how to. I'm with that guy. Like I don't even know who to talk to about something like that. Just like I mean, I'm not gonna talk to dad. I'm sure my brother and I probably won't talk about that. Like we'll just act like it never happened.
At this stage,
there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just like it's just something you never think you're going to encounter. Is that your mom's doing something that you know?
Yeah.
Like that.
That's the problem is that when do you age out where your kids go, come on?
Well, see, I don't know, though, because like at this point, I think I'd be cool with it. I'd be like, you go, Mom. Like, but at a certain age, I don't think I would have been cool with it. At like 18, I would have been like, Mom, what are you doing?
Right, now you're older. Who cares?
Yeah, who
if
cares?
That makes mommy happy, probably not mommy happy.
Mommy happy? Yeah.
My mom's 69. She can get a boob job.
Nice.
I got $25
we
for that
need
one.
To grow up.
No, we don't need to grow up. You started it, and we're going to go
for it. I feel like we shouldn't do it when someone's talking about their mom.
Don't care.
Okay, fine.
See, Vicky and I are on the same page. You know what? Well, you know what?
Who am I to be the moral compass of this show?
Yeah, exactly. I'm very disappointed in you. That's my job, and I've decided this is the one time I'm letting
my
it
goodness.
Go. Here's what would be awesome, though. Sarah has been told by her mom for years, you can't get a boob job, you can't get a boob job.
Uh-huh.
So I would love it if my wife, even for just a troll, would come up and go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a boob job. Because Sarah trip out. She would go insane.
If that ever happened, please do us all a favor and record it when
I'd
she first finds out. Because that could be the ultimate video. Sarah, come in here. Because I think like that would be a meltdown of all meltdowns, and I know your daughter's capable of many meltdowns.
Oh yeah, this would be unairable. It would just be one constant beep.
Yeah, most likely
she would be so pissed. But I would love to see that meltdown happen. I almost want to see if I can bribe my
wife into it. I would like to get his feedback since we're going to be talking about. Like,
yeah.
How would you feel if all of a sudden mom just texted you right now and just said, "Hey, I'm going to get breast implants"?
Are you kidding me? Okay, you know I have my meltdowns for sure. I can be dramatic, but I would be so excited, and I would be like, sign me up too, let's get them done together.
So this would be your window to get them done.
Oh hell yeah,
you gotta get the matching pair.
Oh, yeah. The matching size.
Yeah,
it's truly what every mother daughter wants.
Yeah, I
imagine.
100%.
Well, that's not cool. I don't want to know that.
I've always wanted to get them done, but then I've kind of been like, okay, I'm gonna wait till I have kids and then get them done after. But that is like my one thing that's kind of in the back of my mind is stopping me is her reaction to me getting them. But if she got them too, then I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Will there be a certain age in your life where you just don't give an F? And you would just do it?
Well, I would just do it. I would just be afraid of telling her.
Got
that's
you.
The only thing.
Would you not tell her and hope she doesn't notice, like wear sweaters?
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. You want people to notice, though, right? What a horrible boob job if no one notices you got a boob job.
And based on your Instagram post, you do like to show things off. So.
You know, every now and again, I would get it
maybe
done.
Block her from Instagram?
Yeah, she doesn't have that IG. But I would probably get it done and then tell her afterwards. So I wouldn't see her for like a month or two during the recovery and then be like, Mom, guess what I did? And then flash her or something.
Or just do whatever everybody blames. Just blame it on allergies. I don't know what's going on with these boobs. There must be allergies.
They're
season.
So
Whoa.
Swollen.
Pollen. It's the pollen.
It's the pollen.
Oh, but I'd be so excited.
Joe, how would you react if all of a sudden mom texted you and said, hey, I'm going to get breast implants?
I don't even know what I would say. I wouldn't be shocked. I'd have to be supportive. I'd probably ask her if you can use them as flotation devices still. Like, I'd make a joke out of it because to me, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's your body. You can do what you want.
Of course.
And I'm sure my dad will probably be happy about it.
Why would that enter your mind?
Please, I like BJ's face.
Please don't talk about about your mother's breasts and how happy I would be by them.
He doesn't know how he exists for a reason.
Because of her breasts? That's why he's here?
I mean, it might have led to something.
All right, fine.
You know, when you do the butterfly effect,
the
breasts probably had a lot to do with him being around now.
I actually am doing something of the reverse. I mean, I'm going to share this because I constantly compliment your mom because I don't want her to ever think that she needs to do something to her body for my benefit. Look, if you're a person that wants to change yourself, and some people say, though I think it's a load of crap, to be honest with you, when someone goes, I'm going to change my appearance for me. I'm like, maybe you ought to go talk to a therapist because I don't think that that's the real reason you're doing it. I think you have insecurities. But I don't want anybody to think, wow, you know, I better do this because my spouse thinks I look better. I don't want to be that guy. So I always tell her she looks great the way she does. And, you know, Joe, I do compliment that part of her body a lot because, I mean, look, you get older, women really, you know, they feel self-conscious about that part of their body. So I'm always like, man, you're banging.
Wow, just like that, huh? Oh,
Todd,
wow.
Duke.
Well, it's funny because you said that you were going to do the reverse. So I was like, so you're going to get a breast reduction?
Yeah.
Or a dong enhancement.
Or a dong reduction.
Or a circumcision.
Whoa.
Okay.
I mean, there's lots of options.
Why are we talking about my nether regions?
Because you said you
brought it up,
and my children are here. I mean, didn't even do the earmuffs. Nothing, Danny.
Sorry.
I mean, you were
Joe earmuffs.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, my only concern, And, you know, look, I don't know really what the story is in life. I have some friends and some people anecdotally that I know that, you know, there have been complications. And so as a parent, my thing is, look, I don't know how safe or unsafe these things are, but I know if you don't get a breast job, you will not have any complications from that.
There are some people, lots of people will get them and it'll just be, nothing will go wrong with them at all. But then there's been some instances where everyone's body reacts differently, and some people's bodies react to the point where they lose hair, they're moody, their mental state changes because of something that's going on with them. So, I mean, it's something that, you have to think about in the back of your head.
Yeah, so I just don't want my kid to have to go through that. And with my wife, if she told me she wanted to do it, I would have a strong talking to her, because I would be like, honey, why would you just leave your body the way it is and have a good life? I think you're wonderful, beautiful just the way you are. So, but luckily, my wife has no desire to do anything invasive at all.
Yeah, because she already has big boobs as it is. So,
okay, granted, look,
she would never need one.
But here's the thing, there are women still, Sarah, that, you know, are gifted the way your mom is gifted, that still, as they get older, go, you know, back in the day, though, they used to be a certain place and now they're in a different place and I want them to be back in that certain place.
Get a little lift.
Yeah, and I'm like, just leave everything fine. I like you as you are. I love you as you are. You know, and that's my thing. Thank you. Good night.
Dip your waiter.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's right. Please be kind to the staff. Be kind to the wait staff. Half of them are still getting checks and not even showing up. So please be kind to the people that do show up.
Speaking of family stuff, someone just texted in about going back to the topic of the strange things that you found out about, like, a family member. I still can't believe that my family member once did blank. A person said, I had a buddy bring a girl home only to find out that his dad had already hooked up with her behind the bikini barista stand that she worked at.
Wow.
That's a whole different relationship with a father that I don't have.
Wow. How do you even, like, continue the relationship?
Does he come home with this girl and then he's like, son, I know her. I did her behind her coffee stand.
I mean, is
she's
there,
fun.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, is that sort of dad's like, you know what, kid? I tried her up and things are good. So I say, I recommend this person. I mean, how do you come back from
that? It's a bonding thing at that point. Yeah. You guys are Eskimo brothers.
I know.
Your father's son and also Eskimo brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something I don't think anyone wants to put on their business card.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
If you found this out,
happy
if you
Father's
found out,
Day, Dad. Would you like to go to the barista stand?
Yeah, I mean.
Nope, been there.
Do you, now I did the texter know beforehand or find out after?
What do you mean?
As far as, like, that dad had been there before. Like,
it sounded like he said, I had a buddy bring a girl home only to find out that his dad had already hooked up with her behind the bikini barista stand that she worked at.
So he didn't know. No. Okay. So that, let me ask you all, Vicky, Danny, Rev, Ollie, and Steve, do you think you're done? You don't even try to go on with that relationship if you find out that's the case, that your parent was there before you?
I think it just depends on the expectations you have for that relationship. If it's something that where you're like, look, just have a good time for a summer, and you don't foresee this being a long-term relationship, then who cares?
But okay, you brought him home to meet your dad. You brought them home to meet your family.
But did you, or do you just still live with your dad and the girl came home with you?
See, even when I lived with my parents, like, I wouldn't bring anybody over. No, it was always at their place. Like, no.
What a drastic turn for the worse if it was I want to introduce you to my family. I think you'll really like them. And she's like, yeah, I do. I really liked your dad behind my barista stand.
I really would like to see your dad because, well, the angle was I really didn't get a good look at him. So it'd be nice to finally meet him and see him face to face.
Damn.
Hope he left a good Yelp
review.
I'm
done. I have to tell you right now, I mean, it's on my mind. It's my dad's already, no, I can't, even for a fling, I couldn't do it.
What if she accidentally calls his name in the throes of passion?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's not good.
And well, probably doesn't want her calling him daddy at all. That would be awkward.
Would she call me Sonny? I couldn't do it. You say you could if you knew it was just like a temporary thing, you'd be fine.
All right, Joe, you find out BJ's been there. Can you do it?
Hell no.
Well, we know the answer to that one.
What if she's like the ultimate person, like the ultimate lust girl?
Like she's my 10 out of 10, I know it's going to be over afterwards kind of a thing?
Maybe like a good fling for a few weeks or something.
I don't think so. I don't think I could get over it.
At least once?
Yeah, because like, say I do it, and then I go over to play like a board game with BJ, like what's the conversation I'm going to have? Is he going to bring it up? Am I going to bring it up? Like, she can't come over. My mom's going to ask way too many questions about breast implants or something.
Yeah, you can't play Battleship because it'll be like, I sunk your Battleship and banged the girl you were once dating.
It's like, wow, that was all with one peg. Yes. Wow.
My peg.
Wow. Okay, crazy. All righty. Well, again, to Steve, this great conversation with my children brought to you by Steve Miggs, everybody.
There was a texture that led to it.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. I mean, hey, technically guess, not wrong.
Guess who's in charge of reading texts?
I have no idea.
Okay.
They just magically appear on my screen, and I'm told to read them.
That's your response. I have no idea who's in charge of reading texts. Okay, I'll be back with more texts after this. All right, thanks for that.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.